Welcome to the Chad Taylor Radio Show. Here's Chad Taylor.
Joining me on the show this week, very excited about this. I was a huge fan of Community, and she was kind enough when Community first came out to join me on my morning show. And of course, she's went on to do a ton of other things. She was on ABC's The Mayor, reoccurring role on Mom for CBS. She starred alongside Matthew Perry on the CBS comedy The Odd Couple. She was in two BET miniseries that I just loved, The New Edition Story and Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and The Notorious B.I.G. Yvette Nicole Brown joins us. How are you, my dear?
I am good. How are you?
Now, I know you do a lot of interviews, but this would go back, I'm guessing, close to 10 years ago when Community first came out. And I was one of the first to bring up to you that I remember you when you were part of the East Coast family because I worked with MC Brains. Yes. So I remember you quite well from those days.
I remember that you stood out to me for that reason because not a lot of people knew that I started as a singer. And surely didn't know, you know, the MC Brains connection and the East Coast family and all that. So I do remember that.
In fact, I remember right after that interview, I picked up the phone and I called him and told him who I had on the show. And he was just flipping out. He just had nothing but great things to say about you. And everybody that I come into contact with that has either worked with you, knows you, interviewed you, everybody just loves you. You just give off this warmth.
That is so nice. Listen, Gary Marshall says that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. That was one of the things that I learned from him and from my mom as well. But, you know, this fame thing is an actor thing is weird where people think they're special or important. And no, we're all special and important or nobody is. So I really believe that. So thank you for saying that I'm kind. That's better than saying I'm talented or anything else. I'm proudest of being a kind person.
So how was it working on the New Edition Story? Of course, you had that connection with Michael Bivins and the East Coast family. That had to be special.
It was really special. I started out as a New Edition fan. Then I was signed as an artist to Michael's label. And then I worked for Michael when I first moved to L.A. And then I played his mom in a miniseries. So it's like full circle moment. And he and I are friends to this day. And it was just really a blessing, a surprise and a blessing.
So is there any chance that you'll pick the mic back up and give us some music?
You know, maybe. I've been thinking about maybe doing like a little Christmas EP for my family and friends. Maybe something like that. But as far as like pursuing it, it takes a lot to be a recording artist, and I think I might have aged out of that. But I still sing in the shower and when I'm driving in my car, so that might be enough for me for now.
You know, it's a big day for Disney and Disney Plus.
It is. We launched today, and Lady and the Tramp is the first movie on the Disney Plus platform. I'm so excited that it's finally out.
I actually downloaded the app to my phone. I'm a Verizon customer, so I get it a year free. So I'm excited. So I've downloaded it this morning. I cannot believe how many shows, movies, original programming are on this. It's amazing.
It's like everything you've ever loved in your hand immediately. Like, I don't think people really understand. Like, every Simpson episode is on there, every Pixar movie, every Disney movie, every Star Wars movie, every Marvel movie. It's all in one place in your hand. It's amazing. And for $6.99, that's a nice price.
That's a great deal.
It is. It really is.
So tell us about working on Lady and the Tramp. How did that come into your lap?
You know, I had an audition. I got an audition to go in, and I was going to pass on it because Aunt Sarah, the character I play, hates dogs, and I love them. I'm sitting here playing with my dog right now. And so I just didn't think my acting ability was strong enough to be able to play someone that hates dogs. And my mom, in her infinite wisdom, jumped in and said, Yvette, it is Disney, and it's Lady and the Tramp. You are going to this audition. So I went, and thankfully I booked it. So that was the experience.
Do you find it's a little bit easier now for those doors to open up for these types of auditions? Because I would think Yvette Nicole Brown wants to do this, she's in. I wouldn't even think you would need to audition anymore.
You know what? Sometimes I get offers, and sometimes I have to audition. I never mind auditioning because I like to win a role. Because when you get an offer, you get on set, and it's probably like one or two people that weren't sure about you, and you got to spend the whole first day trying to win those people over. When you audition, you know that everyone signed off on you. So I don't mind it. And it's part of being an actor. Auditioning is part of the journey. So I'm really excited to do it every chance I get.
Now, besides Lady and the Tramp, anything else in 2020 we need to be looking out for?
Yes, I'm planting a flag at Disney Plus. I have a new kids game show called The Big Fib that'll be on Disney Plus in the new year. And I have a new dramedy starring John Stamos called Big Shot, which will also be on Disney Plus. It's a David E. Kelly drama. Come on. So those are the two things I have coming up, all on Disney Plus.
Talk about a great relationship to be working with Disney and the opportunity now to do another TV show and a kids show. This is amazing.
Yeah, I'm a PG-13 person, so this is like to be with this amazing family-friendly company is like the greatest dream ever.
And again, it's really easy to get Disney Plus, even if you're not a Verizon customer. As Yvette pointed out, it's $6.99 a month. It's extremely affordable, and there's just so much stuff on there. And you can put it on your TV, your tablets, your phone. You can take it with you anywhere you go.
Yes, it's literally everything you've ever loved in one place, and it's streaming right now. You guys, get Disney Plus. I wouldn't even steer you that way if it wasn't amazing. It's really amazing. And there's Lady and the Tramp,
which I'll be watching tonight for you.
Thank you.
You're very active on social media. Tell fans where they can keep up to speed with you.
Twitter, I'm at YNB, which is my initials, and on Instagram and Facebook, I'm at Yvette Nicole Brown.
Catch her on Disney Plus, Lady and the Tramp, and 2020 will be a busy year for her with John Stamos and her new kids show, and hopefully you'll chat with us again next year when those are getting ready to debut. Thank you so much, my dear. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you. Great to talk to you, too.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Chad Taylor Radio. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.